Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's just the world's best idea, is all I can tell you. 855-99-DR-JOY. You don't even have to go via Santa Claus. You know, you can just come via me. So you don't even have to have been a good girl or a good boy or anything like that. I'm not telling, and I promise not to tell, you know, I will promise that even it's confidential. Well, except that, you know, several million people are going to hear it. But that's not the same. You don't have to use your real name. And the idea being that, you know, that it's between thee and me. And there are really no, you know, bad questions or bad people. They're just people that are saying, could you give me a little help? And that's my job here. So be glad to do it. And Santa Claus will absolutely understand because, you know, I'm not allowed to tell about my celebrity clients, but the big guy has been known to need a little help around this time of year for stress management and feeling judgmental. So, you know, I'm not allowed to tell who my clients have been, but, you know, read between the lines there, folks. And, you know, I have a lot of frequent flyer miles, and so does he. So, you know, back and forth between the North Pole. You know, a bunch of years ago, somebody actually said to me, "Would I do therapy online?" And I said, "Well, you know, I think, you know, what I do on the air is probably helpful, but I don't think it's therapy. And it doesn't give the illusion of therapy because it's public." And they said, "Would you be willing to do it privately?" And I said no at the time, but I think people are actually doing it now. I think there are actually people who talk to their therapist online, I suppose Skype and stuff like that. I don't know. It just seems to me that the therapeutic milieu of being in an office with somebody and with the door closed lends a degree of security and comfort that I'm not sure Skype does. I don't know. I'm still, you know, you can hear. I mean, look, I've been doing this for a long time. But it's clear in my mind the distinction between what I do with y'all on the air and what I do in a room with somebody or what I used to do in a room with somebody that the insurance company paid for, that they paid for. So there's never really been a confusion in my mind, and I just don't want to confuse anybody else about it. So, but maybe that's just the purist in me. You know, every once in a while it bubbles up. Speaking of bubbling up, I was talking with Manny, who got to be in a wedding over the weekend.
That was
pretty much fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a blast. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Fun.
Did you dance with anybody really cute?
A couple people, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, I think weddings are it's one of the things I talk about in Dating for Dummies is don't go to a wedding as your first date. It's just too fraught with peril. Having said that, it's a great place to meet people, though.
Yeah.
Assuming that you haven't had too much to drink. Because it is a romantic situation. I mean, it's all that hope and all that romanticism and all that, gee, we're going to be happy the rest of our lives. Probably never going to happen to the same intensity and degree again, but nevertheless,
yeah.
So.
We were fortunate, too, because we're up here in Minnesota, so it's, you know, usually this time of year it gets pretty cold, obviously, with it being December, but I think Saturday we topped out in the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees, so that was actually... It was actually a really nice day to be out taking pictures and stuff because I was in the wedding party and everything.
That's so. The bride and groom were in their bathing suits. That's
might as well have been. It was warm.
Amazing, isn't it? You know, in the summer, all we do is long for cold weather, and then when it gets cold, we can hardly wait for it to be summer. That's us human beings, since we're never quite satisfied with exactly what we got. So there we go. I actually have one thing I wanted to share over the weekend that happened, which was so unexpected. I literally burst into tears, and you know, I've told several people about it, and in most cases I've been tearful about it, and I was kind of questioning whether or not to share it with you guys, just because, you know, I don't want it to sound self-serving, but it was just so, it was such a wonderful thing, and every time I think about it, I sort of smile again and get a listener sent me, and I'm not going to say her name, obviously, because I don't think that was her intent. He sent me a very large check for my foundation with a lovely note that said, you've helped me so much in the past, and I know that you'll continue to help people, and if you have a foundation, I'm sure it does good work. And I was just literally blown away. First of all, because I've really never actively solicited money for the foundation because I hadn't figured out what I wanted to do with it. But her check couldn't come at a better time because I've actually figured out exactly what I'm going to do with it. Not only her check, but the foundation. And I was just completely, you know, sort of undone by it. And it was just one of those wonderful kinds of things. So I'm getting together a little joy package center, which I'm sure was not her intent, but, you know, with some T-shirts and hopefully, you know, I hope that people who, I assume if she knows me well enough to have listened to the program over the years and supporting my vision and my version of how the world should be, that she'll know that stupid and cheerful is not a statement about her. It's that maybe I should put a little note in. But for those of you who listen all the time, you know that stupid and cheerful is just kind of one of our little passwords that we say to one another, kind of our secret handshake that says if somebody wants to do some insult or some, you know, some angriness toward you, let them do the heavy lifting. Don't you do it. Don't allow innuendo or a pursed lips or a raised eyebrow to right. cause you grief. That, you know, just smile happily, and it takes a while to get used to it because all of us, especially as women, but men do it too, of deciding to take umbrage at minor kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And you're going to take a lot more umbrage than you have to, and umbrage never feels good. So, but it did occur to me just as I was sort of getting ready to send a little packet off that that if people didn't understand about stupid and cheerful, they may not necessarily view that as a flattering kind of thing. So I'll put something in it that says explanation. Maybe I should just print out a little sort of, you know, like if you buy a piece of art or something somewhere, there's quite often an insert that says, this person has been hand-blowing glass since the early 1200s, and the technique that they used was done by Alexander the Great. And maybe I should put something like that on my T-shirts. Stupid and cheerful, it's a good thing. Maybe that's all I have to say.
Just break it down for them, you know.
All right. Maybe I should write that out just because sooner or later I'm going to send somebody as, you know, as kind of a nice thing to send somebody stupid and cheerful, and they're going to take umbrage at it, and then I'm going to be in trouble. So maybe I should explain better. You know, I know that there is all sorts of awful news today going around. There's the hostage situation in Sydney. There's shooting in Pennsylvania. And you know what? I know about it. It's not what we do around here. If it's something, I mean, if you want to talk about it, it just seems to me that this program is about solving problems. We have something that there's some effect we can have in our own lives. So it's not that I'm ignoring it. Well, it's not that I'm not acknowledging it. I think any discussion of it either becomes so sad or so political so quickly. So if it's something, please don't think I'm just completely oblivious or being a goody two-shoes. It's just that I don't know what to say about things like this anymore. I accept that as a species, you know, we need to figure out better ways of dealing with people who feel disenfranchised. We need to have less availability of desperately dangerous kinds of things. Although I suppose if you're going to be dangerous, that, you know, a butter knife can be a weapon. So so forgive me for sort of, it's not exactly ignoring it, to be quite honest. It's just understanding that it's not exactly what we do around here. Phone number is 855-99-37569. And I know sort of talking about some of these other things seems less relevant. But, you know, if there's nothing you can do about it, if all you can do is sort of feel terrible about it, I guess this is an example maybe of my own style of being cheerful and stupid, that that it's the Bill of Rights Day, and I certainly am supportive of the Bill of Rights. This in 1791, the Bill of Rights became ratified by Virginia General Assembly. So there we go. So we've had a long and relatively happy history of the Bill of Rights in this country. And I guess part of my Bill of Rights is that we focus on things we can actually affect. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. And, you know, in line with what I was talking about before, is today seemed to be, it's sort of a not very good news day. And things have been relatively quiet for a while, if you think about it, in terms of those stories that we've unfortunately gotten used to, which is somebody shooting somebody or taking hostages. But if you look at today in history, the Hunk Papa Lakota leader Sitting Bull was killed today, which led to the Wounded Knee Massacre, Custer's last stand. And I'm not sure that this relates. The 21st Amendment to the Constitution became effective, repealing the 18th that prohibited the sale, manufacture, and transportation of alcohol. And a lot of people feel that that prohibition is really what gave organized crime its foothold in America. So that's sort of seems to me consistent with that. Gone with the Wind received its premiere in Atlanta in 1939. And what people, which I didn't know anything about, I read about it today, which sparked riots, racial riots. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
That.
I'd never heard about it, and I read about it today.
So how did that, why did it spark riots, or why, you know, what
Well,
what
if you
about
think
that?
About the depiction of you know, blacks, African Americans in Gone with the Wind, it certainly was a movie about slavery.
Yeah.
And it was certainly, you know, I don't know nothing about birthing babies, Miss Scarlett. I mean, it was not. I mean, I think Chris Rock would not be very happy about it. I mean, it was certainly one of the first depictions of. I think Butterfly McQueen was the first woman of color to win an Oscar. But it was apparently sparked riots.
Hmm. I did not know that.
Which I didn't know either.
Wow.
In 1960, Richard Pavlik was arrested for plotting to assassinate JFK.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you believe in this kind of thing, and I to a certain extent, I mean, this isn't even horoscopes per se. I guess it sort of is. Because the moon is still in the seventh house, I know, and Jupiter aligns with Mars. I know, that's Aquarius. Pay no attention when I get like this. But the idea being that there are really do seem to be trends in history, or maybe it's just the things that we remember, that today is a relatively violent day in world history.
Right? Yeah.
And if you look at it historically, it was a relatively violent day in world history historically as well.
Yeah.
It's sort of an interesting phenomenon. If someone had said that to me a couple of years ago, I would have said, oh, you know, what we do is we kind of distort, we distort reality to fit our perceptions. And then there are certainly other things that happen today. But there does seem to be a trend. I mean, don't you think? It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it seems like, well, it's like last week, what day was it? Last week where we had a lot of, like, political-related things that happened on, I can't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday last week where, a lot of the stuff, you know, on this day in history, it was a lot of, like, politically related, you know.
Well, that's it.
Events.
I mean, and I never, if you'd said, I mean, do I believe in horoscopes? You know, I believe in general characteristics, but they're so broad that it's pretty easy to, I mean, if you describe your characteristics to somebody, unless you hit one of the, you know, two or three key words, you could probably fit into one of a number of different zodiac signs. If you say stubborn, you're going to say Taurus. If you say have a hard time making decisions, you're going to say Libra. If you say intense, you're probably going to say Scorpio. But beyond that, if you say some other characteristics, I mean, there's probably one phrase or one word that describes most cogently any of the particular signs. But if you sort of expand it out a little bit, it probably is. You're going to fit into any one of a number of categories, and I think that history can certainly be the same. But having said that, I mean, and I didn't go in with that preconceived notion. It's just that Manny sends me the day in history, and I go over it, and I think, plus, I guess part of it is I have the kind of mind that weaves things together, that puts things that are not obviously related sometimes together.
You're very good at that.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure it's accurate, but it's in my mind. Sort of does it without. You know, they used to be that that TV show Truth or Consequences. I don't think I remember Truth or Consequences, but there's a town called Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Right.
And my ex-in-laws lived in New Mexico, so I knew a lot about New Mexico at one point. And we used to play there's a parlor game, Truth or Consequences, of sort of asking questions, and I have that kind of trick mind of things that are bizarre that I see linkages that other people don't. It's partially, I think, how I can do what I do here. But
interesting.
Yeah. It's just I think that there are certain kinds of mind. Certain part of it is like anything else, is that you get a lot of practice at something, and you get good at something because you practice it. But I think there are people who have really good backhands, and people who have really good throwing arms, and people who are really good tap dancers and whatever.
Very interesting.
Alrighty. So we have. I'm having, to be quite honest. Computers are wonderful things until they're not. And mine sort of is one of those kind of fancy dancy ones that upgrades itself sometimes. Mm-hmm. And when it upgrades itself, all sorts of programs that worked like 5 minutes before don't work anymore.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be very dependent on Manny today.
I get
as
you,
I always am, but he'll come through.
I get.
All righty, 855-99 Dr. Joy. So I'm trying to think what else. I thought we'd do a little bit more about your. Did we finish up of the reasons people hated Christmas? Did we finish those all up? I thought we had a bunch left.
I thought maybe we might have had like one or two more.
Oh, really? Well, if we've got one or two, we'll let them go. I thought we had a bunch left, but if not, my organization, as I mentioned, the Oscars, the nomination for the Oscars comes out in a little bit. I think not till January. My group came out over the weekend, but rather than spending a lot of time talking about it today, I thought I'd talk about it on Thursday when we talk about movies. So we'll need, because my group, I vote on Broadcast Film Critics, which is now just called Critics mm-hmm. Choice. And we're the group that historically has best mirrored what the Oscars decide. And I think it's because we have the same number of categories on some. This year, they're very quirky. They're ones, they have... my group picked, because the Oscars have gone from 5 to 10 choices for Best Picture, so has BFCA. And so there's 10 on each. And of the 10, I agree on 2. So they picked much quirkier movies than I do. Part of it is, when I go to see a movie, I'm taking you guys along with me. So I'm trying to think about what, you come to the movies and you're paying your $12 or $15 to go to a movie. Are you going to be happy at the end of it if I've sent you to it? And that's really my criteria, because there are probably some offbeat movies that I might like that you may not like. And I'll put that in a review. I'll say that this is, or especially when there's a lot of swearing or there's a lot of violence or a movie, the horror movies, you're on your own of those, because I can't evaluate them in any sort of objective way. I really hate them. I hate things bumping out at me, and I hate, women in peril. But I sort of try and figure out. So I suppose that my tastes, consciously, are a little bit more mainstream. But some of these, I'll tell you on Thursday, they're bizarre as far as I'm concerned. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Darren, you're on the air. Dr. Joy Brown, hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Darren. What's on your mind today?
I have another dilemma. I got over the weekend a wedding invitation. Friend of mine's getting married, and, you know, of course I got the invitation to be this fabulous reception and all this kind of thing. However, they left me a little note on the bottom of the invitation saying, could I refrain from bringing one of my call girlfriends? My whole thing here is that, you know, I was pretty put out about this. So
well, wait a minute. Darren, let me give him a little information. First of all, how old are you?
34.
Did you bring a call girl to an event?
I do it all the time.
Why?
Well, because I mostly date escorts.
Honey, that's not called dating. That's called merchandising. That's called commerce. Honey, why do you date? Why do you pay for escorts?
No strings attached.
Well, yeah, just MasterCard. I mean, you're 34. What do you want for yourself? Don't you want a relationship at some point?
Well, at one point I would. I got out of a really bad relationship about last summer, and you know, it kind of really left a bad taste in my mouth because I was expecting, you know, I was expecting a lot of things, and I really
How long were you in that relationship?
2 years.
Okay, and were you planning, why did the relationship break up?
Well, for one thing, it was distance because she was in a different state, and, you know, I was being accused of being too possessive, and well, it's kind of hard when you're 500 miles away.
Yeah. Okay, Darren, tell me what your question is to me.
Okay, the question is, I was so put out by this, I thought, I said, you know what, he's one of my best friends, but I don't think I'm even going to attend. I think what I'll do is I'll put a few $100 bills in an envelope and send them that as a wedding.
You can
gift.
Say this is what the call girl would have cost, so take it. Listen, let me suggest that you can certainly do that. You never have to go to a wedding that you don't want to go to, and you're appropriate to send a gift. But let me suggest something different to you, all right?
Okay.
Let's assume for a moment that this guy is your friend, and he really wasn't trying to hurt your feelings, but he was trying, in a very not subtle, I agree with you, way, to say, Darren, you're a great guy. The problem about dating call girls is that you're going to get yourself in a rut where you're going to lose your ability to date and interact with women on any kind of normal basis. Because if you're paying somebody, they're going to be really easy to get along with, and they're going to be, it's an artificial situation. It's like paying for a friend, except presumably this is a friend with benefits. So let's for a moment, and I don't know what your friend's motive is. I don't know if it's that your golf girls have, you know, a tattoo across their forehead that says this space for rent. I don't know. You know, or maybe they're classier than, and he's just very subtle. But let's assume for a moment that the issue isn't about hurting your feelings, and the issue isn't about you bringing somebody vaguely inappropriate to a wedding. But let's assume for a moment that this is your friend who really wants to say, Darren, this is going to be the happiest day of my life. You're one of my best friends. I want to use this occasion to launch you into a different way of thinking about yourself and thinking about women, because I want for you what I'm going to have on this day, which is the love of my life. And you ain't going to find the love of your life with your MasterCard. So rather, I mean, listen, as far as I'm concerned, you can certainly decline the invitation and send a gift. But here's an opportunity, Darren, for you to kind of, with a little bit of shove from your friend, to sort of say, you know what, maybe this is really a dead end for me. Maybe it's a short-term solution to a long-term problem that's really hardening me and hardening my heart, if not other organs, against normal interaction with women. And so maybe what I need to do is write a personal ad with somebody who is within 25 miles and say, you know, need a date for a wedding, or maybe you look around and see if you have a friend at work who maybe doesn't make your heart beat incredibly fast but is a perfectly nice person. Or maybe you sort of look around and, when's the wedding?
Next month.
Okay, let's you and I have a deal with one another. Let's say for the next 2 or 3 weeks you sort of swear off call girls, and see if you can find, don't look for a mate at this moment, just look for a date for the wedding, all right? And let's just look around, what kind of work do you do?
I'm a banker.
Perfect. All right? Look around and see if there's not some cute secretary, or some cute secretary may have a sister. I just assume you didn't date somebody at work, because that's going to get you in trouble. But let's you sort of...
in trouble. I'm in a management position, and...
Exactly. That I already wrote that off. You heard me saying, don't date somebody at work. But
okay.
Look around and see, you know, maybe joining a sailing club, or maybe joining a Great Books discussion group. I don't even mind you putting an ad in, you know, eHarmony, or Match.com, or Craigslist, that said, you know, a guy who's kind of got his heart broken looking for a date for a wedding, not necessarily mine. But let's see if we can't launch you into a social life that's going to be healthier, not only for your heart, but for your bank balance. Let's do it. Call me in 2 weeks, all right?
But let's, I certainly will.
All right, let's launch you and see. But instead of taking umbrage, let's look at this as the universe's way of saying, hey, you're a great guy. You don't want to, this isn't the way you want to run your social life. It's protective, but it's a jail cell. It's not going to get you anyplace. Christine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. You're such a sensible woman.
I know, darn it. How am I going to help you, Christine?
Well, I'm not even sure if I have the problem, but I married a wonderful man last year. Just wonderful. I mean, he's loving and respectful. He's wonderful with my parents, who are elderly, and whom we see every day. But his parents have totally ignored our marriage. They've never met me. They've never called me. They live some distance away from us. So, I mean, not meeting them is probably not a huge issue.
All right. How old are you, Christine?
I'm in my late 40s, and my husband is in his late 40s.
Okay. So has he been married before?
Once before, years and years and years ago.
Does he have children?
No.
Okay. So what's his relationship with his parents in general? It sounds like not real tied.
No. And, you know, he does call them. You know, he's a very respectful man. He calls them about once a week.
Have you ever called him? Have you ever gotten on the phone and say, hi, I'd like to introduce myself?
No. He usually calls them on his cell phone at work or emails them.
Were they invited to the wedding?
Yes, they were. But didn't want to make the trip.
Have you guys gone down to meet them?
Not as yet. As a matter of fact, my husband just keeps saying, when I can't put it off anymore, then we'll do it.
No, I wouldn't do that. I think what you're going to do, I'm not sure what the question is, and I am interested in it, but it would seem to me at this moment that the DNA of stubbornness is, you know, has gone from generation to generation. But, I mean, the thing is, if you guys are in your late 40s, and they're probably at least in their late 60s, or maybe a little older than that.
Right.
And so they're just sort of feeling like, you know, what are we, chopped liver? Nobody comes to see us. Nobody asks our permission. So I go, I'd be stupid and cheerful. I'd go see him.
Okay. But the other part of the question is, how do I help my husband? I know I don't even like to discuss it with him because I know it hurts him.
Well, but I mean, I think this is one of those ones, as I said, it sounds to me that he has, you know, he has legitimate DNA stubbornness. That why would he not sort of go and say, look, I'd like you to meet the woman. How long have the two of you dated?
It was a couple of years before we got married.
Yeah, I mean, he's a grown up. He'd say, look, I want you to meet Christine.
Well, the other issue, I mean, he did, he called there once at my urging, quite honestly, on Father's Day, and his father couldn't be bothered to get up off the couch to take the phone call.
Well, look, do I think his parents are going to win the, you know, Warm and Fuzzy Award of the Year? Probably not. But, I mean, the point is, at some point, they're going to do this really irritating thing and die. And you guys are going to get left with all that ickiness. So why not do something about it now while they're alive? I'd plan, you know, on Father's Day, which is coming up, to call up and say, you know, we're going to come visit you when, you know, you pick a good day. We're going to come down and take you guys out for dinner. How far away do they live?
Oh, they live a couple hundred miles away.
Okay, well, but that's probably a weekend trip. I mean, maybe you fly down, maybe you drive down, but don't let this go on any longer. And you can be, again, his relationship with his parents is obviously longstanding and not very warm, and I don't know if there's actually a problem or just everybody in the family is a little cooler than you'd like them to be. But presumably part of the reason that you've got such a great guy is his parents' influence. Now, it may have been positive influence.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I've said that to him. You were not hatched under a rock.
Exactly.
I mean,
so just say to him, look, what I'd like for my birthday this year, or I'd like for our anniversary or whatever, is to go, you know, make a road trip, see your parents, take them out for dinner. And do
okay.
it. And just be stupid and cheerful about the whole thing.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. The intent was not to make this entire hour about stupid and cheerful. Sometimes things just work out that way. There are themes that we can only discern after the fact, as opposed to going in with a certain theme, which is a little more fun. It sort of allows the universe to tell me what we're really talking about today. But, you know, it's one of those things about relationships, isn't it? And especially family relationships, because it really is, whether it's DNA or just that's how you learn to behave from your folks, that stubborn gene just seems to be much more important than curly hair and blue eyes, doesn't it? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing structures. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Do they have Santacom in Minneapolis, Manny? That's a lot of M's, isn't it? Minneapolis, Manny.
Say that
Minneapolis,
five times.
Manny, like Minnesota Fats.
Yeah, say that five
Minnesota
times fast,
Manny.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Do they have that?
I'm not sure.
Well, if you're not sure, they probably don't have it because it's this really asinine situation where a whole bunch of I think they're basically college kids, high school and college kids, and some sort of slackers who dress up mostly as Santa Claus, sometimes as elves, and they come crashing into the city and are usually drunk when they get here, which can be quite early in the morning. And then do bar hopping all day long. And this year, because marijuana is apparently now legal in New York, they not only were drunk, but high. And, you know, to a certain extent, I suppose I don't actually care very much. I suppose it's good for the bartenders. But they're dressed as Santa Claus. And having explained to your 4-year-old, while Santa Claus is barfing in the street.
No.
Seems to me a bit much. And there's a lot of that going on. And that was this weekend. And the first time you see it, you think, oh, isn't this kind of cute? Especially if you're far enough away to not smell the booze coming off of them. Because they're literally legions, as far as the eye can see, are people in red and fake white fur. And there is and their little hats and whatever. But it's not even by the end of the day. I was at a screening. What did I see? Oh, I saw Night at the Museum. That's a freaky movie.
Really?
There's a scene. I mean, there were so many freaky things about it. I'll tell you about it when I review it. I think it opens this week, so I'll review it on Thursday.
Okay.
But so the screening started relatively late. It started at 11, which means it was over at 12:30. By 12:30, there were people literally falling down drunk. Although when I took the train in at like 10:30, there were people who were not able to find their own feet, you know, on the subway. And it's really, again, if they were dressed as dragons or something, I mean, public intoxication has never been one of my, oh, good, this is great. But dressed as Santa Claus, and especially this time of year, having to explain to your kid why there's so many of them and why they're throwing up or why they're being obnoxious or why they're falling over or why they're yelling at each other is a bit much. So I'm not one of those fans of it. But apparently whoever makes fake, it's kind of like the ugly Christmas sweater thing.
Yeah.
And somebody's very smart, and I'm convinced that that's who started the whole thing. It's just a way of selling junk Santa Claus suits to an awful lot of people that would not ordinarily buy them in small sizes.
Any excuse to get some money, huh?
Apparently so. It's one of those few things. As I said, it's kind of cute. And when it first started, I think it started like 4 or 5 years ago. And it was... Until every year everybody just gets drunker, and it was sort of vaguely amusing to see it. Although I did worry about the kids who were still. So it's hard enough to explain the one the one that actually looks like one at Macy's. But I don't know. I guess I'm getting bah humbuggish. Speaking of which, are you a bird person?
I've mildly been fascinated with birds.
Okay,
my
daughter is a bird person.
Okay.
And I think people either are or they are not. I am admittedly not. I've gotten my daughter birds because I'm a good mom. I've also done all sorts of things because my daughter wanted to do them that I would never do. But that's just being a parent and allowing yourself to see life through someone else's eyeballs, even if they're very short eyeballs. But there's, I'm going to send this to my daughter just because it turns out that all birds have something in common. Do you know what that is?
Well, they don't have any teeth.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. But that wasn't always the case. And
right.
So they've been trying to figure out for a long time why that's the case. Because it turns out that about 116 million years ago, you were probably just a kid. A common ancestor of all birds.
Just a baby back then.
Yeah, such a baby, a little baby bird, developed a toothless beak. See, I don't care at all about birds, and I was fascinated by this. They put out a 23-page report. That there are roughly 10,000 species of birds spread across dozens of different orders, and they have wildly different body designs. Like, I've actually done it's not called bird watching. It's called birding. Did you know that?
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, for not liking birds very much, I sort of actually know. Of course, again, it's the trivial mind. Penguins and pigeons don't have much in common except their total lack of teeth.
Right.
Scientists saw two possible ways this could have happened. It could be an example of convergent evolution where different species around the world independently developed the same feature because it was so advantageous. Bat and birds both have wings, but different lineages.
Okay.
The other possibility is that the common ancestor of all modern birds had no teeth. The new data suggests it's the second. They did a full genome sequencing project on 48 different species of birds covering nearly all existing bird orders. See, I just think people who have this in their mind that they're going to figure this out are just absolutely fascinate me. They sequenced a representative of the extraordinarily toothy Crocodilia order, which is the closest living relative to birds. We knew from the fossil records that birds are the descendants of toothed animals like Arachnoterix, this feathered dinosaur. You know, the Terex, that's P-T-E-R-Y-X.
Mm-hmm.
This was a feathered dinosaur, you know, the flying dinosaur. We've seen that in movies. It has features of both dinosaurs and birds, including a tooth-filled mouth without a beak and wings suitable for gliding.
Okay.
It's a textbook example of a transitional species. This gave researchers a road marker in their quest to discover the fate of birds' teeth. Man, a tooth fairy would have to be serious about that. After the separation of birds from theropod dinosaurs started 150 million years ago, a number of animals evolved with more beak and fewer teeth. Like an Elvis song, more beak, fewer teeth. This new study was looking for shared mutations among all 48 species to find some common thread to explain why they have beaks and no teeth. The development of teeth in vertebrates is actually very complicated, which is why so many samples were needed. Researchers eventually narrowed the search down to 6 genes. Think about the meticulousness of this kind of thing.
Right.
I mean, and we're talking about teeny tiny little... If the same species were found to be non-functional in all 48 bird species, that would indicate loss through a common ancestor. Indeed, according to the analysis, these 6 enamel-related genes were disabled in an ancestor or birds. There's actually a typo in this, which means somebody was really good about doing the research and not so good about reporting it. I just love things like that. It was disabled in an ancestor of birds 116 million years ago. This was determined by comparing the DNA of related species for mutations that date their separation from common ancestors. The American alligator, on the other hand, had functional versions of all 6 tooth-related genes. And anybody who's been to Florida knows that.
Yeah.
This is just the first revelation to come from the sequencing of so many bird species in these studies, which will probably... All sorts of interesting things will come out of it just because there's so much information used to reevaluate which animals are most closely related to others. In addition to the issue of teeth, researchers have learned that flamingos are more closely related to pigeons. Who would have thought it? Than other water birds, and the evolutionary expansion of most modern bird species has been dated to 66 million years ago.
Flamingos related
dinosaurs
to pigeons.
Paris. Pardon?
I said flamingos more closely related to pigeons. That's I never would have. Like,
that's upsetting.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. DNA. 855-99 Dr. Joy. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.